From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott.
Magical thinking, you know, is a slippery slope. Sometimes it's harmless enough, but other times it's quite dangerous. Personally, I'm opposed to that kind of fakery, so I have no reservations at all about exposing these people and their illusions for what they really are.
For the past 40 years, James Randi, known as the Amazing Randi, has been in a crusade for rational thinking. The one-time magician became a full-time skeptic, squaring off against knifeless surgeons, spoonbenders, faith healers, and other claims of psychic or supernatural powers. A pair of documentary filmmakers is raising money on Kickstarter to make a film about Randi. Justin Weinstein and Tyler Meesom are behind the film called An Honest Liar, and Justin is with us from Argo Studios in New York to talk about the project. Justin, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks so much for having me.
So for the uninitiated, who is James Randi?
Well, James, the Amazing Randi, began life as a conjurer, a magician, and an escape artist who first became famous around the world for really some daring escapes and breaking many records, including Houdini's. After that, he became a really tireless investigator and demystifier of paranormal and pseudoscientific claims, and established what became a major skepticism movement with friends of his like Morton Gardner, Isaac Asimov, Carl Sagan, and Ray Hyman. He then began investigating and exposing a lot of hoaxes in these incredible Ocean's Eleven-type plots, which Penn Jillette said rise to the level of performance art. Mm-hmm. And these include exposing fraudulent faith healers, overly credulous scientists, so-called psychic spoonbenders, and all kinds of pseudoscience like homeopathy. And even though he's won many awards like the MacArthur Genius Grant and was on the Johnny Carson show something like 20 times, I think there are still many people, especially those under 40, who might not know him. And, well, he's also a really witty little scamp.
Well, your Kickstarter video shows Randi talking contemporarily, but also on several talk show appearances. He was a big favorite of Johnny Carson. But his roots go back even further. What inspired Randi to perform magic in the first place?
Well, Randi was a child prodigy, and he was given a pass to stay out of school at his home in Toronto. And I think he was into the mysteries of the world in many ways. He had a chemistry lab in his basement, and he loved archaeology. But since he wasn't in school, he could wander around and spend a lot of time in museums and go see shows. And one day when he was 12, he went to see Harry Blackstone Sr., the great Blackstone, perform. And when he saw him levitate a woman in the air, Randi was hooked, and that was the beginning.
And there are these posters of him of that you know, sort of era, these color posters. I think he's even wearing a turban in some and a goatee.
Oh, yeah.
How did this stage magician, or conjurer, as he likes to call it, transform into a skeptic?
Well, the two things aren't as far apart as you might think. You know the saying, it takes a thief to catch a thief?
Yes.
Well, yeah. So for someone like Randi, it takes someone schooled in the art of deception to catch someone deceiving people. And Randi is a master deceiver. He's a professional charlatan. It's kind of like, computer hackers become the best, computer security experts. Mm-hmm. And they know how it's done. So Randi knew how easily people can be fooled. In fact, early in his career, when he was doing feats of mentalism, where he'd be able to tell people things about themselves that seemed impossible for a stranger to know, or doing predictions like predicting the World Series, he found that a lot of people, even after he told them these were just tricks, they refused to believe him, and they thought that he really had supernatural powers, and they'd ask him to help him, to help them bet on horses or heal sick relatives. And that's where the line from entertainer to thief can be crossed. Mm. And magicians are known as honest liars. They tell you they're going to deceive you before they do it. You know that they're not really sawing a woman in half. But you can use those same techniques of deception dishonestly to scam people out of their money their security and to mislead them about how the world works. So when Randy saw people abusing the same tools that he used for entertainment, he just couldn't stand for it and, you know, went on his mission.
I'm talking with Justin Weinstein, documentary filmmaker. He's got a new film in progress called An Honest Liar. It's an examination of the life of the amazing Randy. In service to skepticism, he staged this huge hoax. You mentioned this kind of performance art element of what he does. Now, tell us about this role he played in the rise of Carlos, the great psychic. What happened?
Well, so in the 1980s, in particular, there was this plague of people claiming to be channelers, that they could somehow channel some ancient spirit who would transform them, take them over, take their body over, and speak through them and offer words of wisdom and insight. J.Z. Knight, who, you know, channeled Ramtha, was one of the famous ones. And so Australia was experiencing the same kind of thing, the same fad. And 60 Minutes Australia called Randy and said, we'd like to do a skeptical piece on these channelers with you. You know, what could we do? Randy said, well, you know, the media plays a big part in this, fooling people. And, you know, what if we were to create a fake channeler and, you know, sell it on Australia? And 60 Minutes said, sure, who would play that? And Randy turned to a friend of his at the time, Jose Alvarez, and said, hey, do you want to go to Australia? And that was the beginning of it. So Randy trained Jose how to act like a channeler, the kind of vapid things to say and how to wave a big crystal around and how to deal with media. They did a fake radio interview. They fabricated news articles and a whole press kit and then announced that the famous channeler Carlos would be coming to Australia. And the press bought into it. They picked up the story. Nobody bothered to check his background at all or any of the glaringly fake articles.
He dressed all in white. He commanded all these crowds. You know, this is a lot of work to go to in the service of skepticism. And Randy's also written books, including one about faith healers, one on Uri Geller. Now, here's a clip from the amazing Randy's TED Talk. This is from 2010.
I just ingested 6.5 days worth of sleeping pills. I've been doing this stunt for audiences all over the world for the last 8 or 10 years, taking fatal doses of homeopathic sleeping pills. Why don't they affect me? The answer may surprise you. What is homeopathy? It's taking a medicine that really works and diluting it down to the point where there's none of it left.
So, Justin, what's behind this crusade for Randy?
Well, Randy, I think, is one of those few people who, when he sees something that's wrong and that hurts people, he needs to change it. He's really one of those people who is driven to change the world. And, you know, I think he's seen how much damage can be done by misguided beliefs and tricksters. Now, you know, people with serious illnesses can throw their pills away at faith healing events, and, you know, psychic surgeons can fool people into believing that they've been healed when they really need serious medical help. He's seen lives destroyed by this stuff. But on top of that, I think he and others who, you know, kind of follow his way of thinking believe that the kind of superstition and uncritical magical thinking and pseudoscience that these things promote is really kind of antithetical to progress. And, you know, protecting ghosts, promoting ghosts and alchemy is kind of medieval. So he, you know, he thinks the world would be a better place if the laws we live by were fact-based and, you know, belief were kept in a personal realm and not imposed on others.
You do talk to a number of celebrities and scientists, Penn and Teller, you mentioned Penn, Jillette, Richard Dawkins, Bill Nye, the science guy. Did you speak to anyone that Randy debunked or defrauded?
Yeah, they, you know, it's funny. They tend not to really want to talk about it.
But
actually, we did. We spoke with James Heidrick, who he claimed to be a psychic who could turn the pages of a telephone book with his mind and other things. And Randy debunked him on a TV show called That's My Line. And you know, amazingly, Heidrick has a great deal of respect for Randy, and Randy for he for Heidrick, because Randy thought and tried to get him to become, you know, a real honest magician because he had great talent. So he's the one debunked guy that we've spoken to so far.
Justin Weinstein, director and producer of An Honest Liar. It's a documentary that he and Tyler Meesom are making about James, the amazing Randy. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, my pleasure. Thank you.
Now, you can find links to the Kickstarter page for the film, including some clips for the movie and videos of James Randy in action. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. They've already surpassed their fundraising goal, but I'm sure would be happy for more.